Tonight, now, as far as a good number of our church, this is our 18th anniversary since the merger, way back. But I know that the heritage, the legacy, goes back even farther than that with Maranatha Church. And that, we're looking at a little over 40 years. I can't get a straight answer on exactly when that began, but over 40 years. So praise the Lord for his ongoing faithfulness from generation to generation, from one decade to the next. Tonight, especially on the heels of just thinking about those numbers and all the work that you, dear Christians, are involved in here at Redeemer Bible Church, I want to encourage you from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. It says, "Finally then, brothers, we ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus, that as you received from us as to how you ought to walk and please God, just as you actually do walk, that you excel still more." The title of this sermon is "Excel Still More." My desire tonight is to encourage you to press on for the name of Christ. The Apostle Paul in this letter is over and over again speaking about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the end times are coming, that there is coming a day when Christ will return for his church. And it's a phrase, it's a theme that is repeated over and over again. He says in chapter 1, verse 10, to wait for his Son from heaven. He says in chapter 2, verse 19, about our Lord Jesus and at his coming. Chapter 3, verse 13, he talks about the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. In chapter 4, verse 15, he talks about the coming of the Lord. And in 16, how the Lord himself will descend from heaven. In chapter 5, verse 2, he speaks of the day of the Lord that will come. And at the end, chapter 5, verse 23, he speaks of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. With this being a central theme to this letter, in the middle of his exhortation, in the middle of this letter, casting the eyes of the saint to the horizon of the end times, longing for Christ to return, he says, but you excel still more. The idea is we're not done yet. To excel is to abound. It is to go above and beyond the average. It is to go beyond the status quo, to go beyond what is common or expected. It is to abound in something to the point of excess. He tells us to excel as being Christians, as being the church. First of all, what I want to look at briefly is the petition to excel. He says, brothers, he's addressing us with a term of endearment as family. You know, it's one thing to ask friends or acquaintances, can you help me to pack up the U-Haul and to help me move somewhere? It's another thing when it's your very own sibling and you call your sibling and say, hey, I'm moving, I need your help. When you make that call, there's a bit more, a much more of an expectation that that sibling show up and help you. Why? Because they're family. There's a special familial obligation that motivates someone to do things. And so Paul knows that, and he says, brothers, excel still more. He asks, he says, brothers, finally then, brothers, we ask and exhort. To ask is a mere request. It is Paul imploring, even begging the church to push forward, to push on. Notice that he doesn't command with a heavy hand. He doesn't say, you had better excel. But it is a request. He also says, we exhort you. In the Greek, it's the Greek word parakaleo that we're familiar with. It's to come alongside someone and speak to them. It is to advise that one to do the right thing, to encourage them, to call them to action, and even to cheer them on. And so, Redeemer Bible Church, I ask you, I do not demand of you, but I request, would you excel still more? I encourage you and implore you, it is the right thing to do. It is appropriate for the Christian to excel still more. And so I encourage you, if you excel, you will find new measures, greater measures of the power of Christ operating in your life. You can do it, not because you can do it, but because Christ will do it through you. Excel still more. And he says, I ask and exhort you in the name of the Lord Jesus. He says in verse 1, we ask and exhort you in the Lord Jesus as fellow slaves of our common master, the Lord, the Master Jesus. And so I ask you, church, not as a boss, not as your employer, not as your master, but as your fellow slave, would you join me to excel still more this year? And you might ask, excel in what? That sounds good. It sounds, you know, it's a motivational speech, Pastor. What do you want me to do? Well, in 1 Thessalonians, throughout the book, Paul has been telling them what they are doing, what they need to do, and all of these point to what we should excel in. He says in 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 3, your work of faith and your labor of love. In verse 6, he says that you also became imitators of us and the Lord. So in chapter 1, verse 3, excel in your work of faith, church, and excel in your labor of love. In verse 6, excel in being imitators of Christ. In verse 7, chapter 1, verse 7, excel in being a model to others. So as you imitate Christ, and they make it so that others can imitate you and imitate Christ in you. Excel in that, Christian. In verse 9, chapter 1, verse 9, he talks about how they turn to God from idols to serve a living and true God. Excel and go above and beyond in the rejection of the idols of this world and the devotion to serve the living and true God of Scripture. Go above and beyond. Push farther. In chapter 2, verse 12, he tells us to excel in walking a manner worthy of the God who calls you. Your conduct, Christian, ought to be worthy of the infinite Most High God. So the standard is very high, isn't it? You can excel still more in walking in a manner worthy of Him. In chapter 2, verse 13, we are called to excel in receiving the Word of God. That is to accept it, not as the Word of men, but as the Word of God. And so I call you, church, to excel in your love for Scripture, in your love for truth, in your devotion to sit under the preaching and teaching of the Word of God, and to accept what is given, not as mere suggestions of some stammering man, but as the Word of God Himself. Pray that I would be faithful to deliver simply the word of God and nothing more and nothing less. In chapter 2, verse 14, he calls us to excel in being being imitators of the churches of God. Look to other churches that are healthy, that are established, that we want to be like, that we can join arms with. Look to other churches and imitate them. Excel in that. How can you do that? Go to a conference. See how they do it. You can also excel in chapter 3, verse 6, excel in your faith and love. Trust Christ more. Love Him more. Excel still more. In chapter 3, verse 8, he calls us to excel in standing firm in the Lord. Have a good footing in Christ, Christian. Don't be tossed here and there by your emotions or your circumstances. Excel still more in the stability of your soul as you find it in Christ. Chapter 4, verse 12 calls us to excel still more in walking properly towards outsiders. You have a good testimony, and people know that you're a Christian. Excel in that. May they not just simply know, oh yes, that brother, that or that man, that woman is a Christian. May they look to you and be convinced that you are a Christian. May they hear it from your very lips. Chapter 5, verse 11, he calls us to excel in comforting one another and building up one another. Oh, dear church, you can excel, you can increase, you can improve in how God uses you week to week in each other's lives. Speak truth to each other more than you did this last year. Comfort each other with the word of God. Build one another up with the truth, the solid truth of Scripture. Be used by God more this year than ever before. In chapter 5, verse 13, he says, excel in regarding your leaders very highly. Now, I don't say that to be selfish. That's just what the Bible says. Okay? But especially as we think and hope and plan to bring on elders and deacons to this church, guard your heart, Christian. Make sure that whoever this is, whoever these men are, that you would regard them highly and pray that they would be worthy of that regard as well. And lastly, in chapter 5, verse 13, he calls us to excel in living in peace with one another. Excel in unity. Maybe there's somebody that you have just tried to avoid over the years in this church. That is not why Christ bled on the cross. He did not die on the cross so that you can have your little turf wars and your annoyances with one another. He called, he paid the price on the cross in order to unite you not only to him, but to that brother, to that sister that is so difficult to get along with. Excel still more in living in peace with one another. That's the call. That's the petition. Excel in these things. Now, how is this done? The practice is as you received from us as to how you ought to walk and please God, just as you actually do walk, that you excel still more. How do you excel? Well, it's as you received. Remember when you first received the truth of the Word of God? Remember when you first took hold of the cross of Christ? Remember when you first heard the preaching and the teaching of truth? The Apostle Paul recalls this in chapter 1, verse 5 to 7. He says, our gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full assurance, just as you know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake. You also became imitators of us and of the Lord, having received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became a model to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. He said, remember that. Remember when you first got saved by Christ? Remember the devotion and that he was your first love? Do you remember how even in the face of affliction you were filled with joy? He says, go back to that. That's how you excel. You remember your first love. Some of us may have been around church for quite some time. Let me remind you, dear elderly saint, we don't retire from the work. We never retire from the kingdom of God. Your rest is when you die. Until then, excel still more. He says also, how do we excel? What's the practice? It is in how you ought to walk, he says. That is how you conduct yourselves. Your excelling is seen in the day-to-day actions, decisions, and the way of life that you practice. It is seen in the big things and the small things. The big actions, the big decisions, and the little actions, the little decisions. Those little choices throughout the day. You know how you ought to walk. You read your scriptures. God has laid out to you very clearly how you ought to conduct yourselves. Excel still more. This is not the time, church, for compromise in your life. This is the time to press on. How do you walk? He says, to please God. How stunning it is that you, dear sinner, can give delight to God. That you, as it were, can bring a smile to his face. Now this, we have to be careful, of course. God is not walking around with a scowl and waiting for you to impress him as you live your life. He is always delighted in you because you're always in Christ. He is always pleased with you because he's always pleased with Christ. And you're in him. But in a relational sense, he says, conduct yourselves, he says, so as to please God. This means that you can conduct yourselves in a manner that displeases your God. In a relational sense, in a communion, intimate sense. So, Christian, be pleasing to your God. Desire to bring more pleasure to his heart than you this year than you did last. The idea of this taking on this posture of wanting to be pleasing to God is the posture of willing, humble service that only has the pleasure of another as its goal and motivation. So live with a willing and humble heart whose goal and motivation is to please your God. And he says, lastly, how do you excel? You excel still more. Now, I praise God that you, dear Redeemer Bible Church, have been excelling this past year. Don't mistake my words to say, well, you're just doing mediocre work. You need to excel. No, by the grace of God, dear saints, you are excelling. You are going above and beyond the average church. And I see you. The Lord sees you. He sees your work. And he is pleased. But, he says, excel still more. That is to abound all the more, even greater, even farther, to a greater and higher degree. Now that may mean for some of us to do more. That may mean for some of us to do what we're doing better. May mean for some of us to do what we're doing for the better reason this year. Maybe last year you served and you did things to please man. One way you can excel still more, dear saint, is to this year resolve to do it for Christ. Excel still more. Church, I am looking forward to what the Lord would do in you and through you this next year. Stand with me as we pray and we'll sing one more song. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the rich treasure of the church. We thank you, Lord, for setting us apart and placing us in this church. It was not a mistake that we're here, Lord. You placed us here for your specific purpose. And we ask, Lord, that this next year, your perfect will would be carried out in our lives and in this church. Accomplish whatever you want to accomplish. And may you go above and beyond what we can ask or think. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.